Hi, do you like podcasting? So do I. But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible podcasts? Well, we have the application for you. This fabulous meter, available for every iPhone and Android, will go through and determine the level of fabulous any podcast has. Let's give you a few examples. Well, look, the Hello Nessa podcast. I'm just going to point it at the podcast and press the button. You're beautiful. Or what about Auntie Vera's podcast?
I want you to teach me how to be fabulous.
Or even Big Fatty Online.
Bacon is good for me.
And BigSillyHomo.com. Order today.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible Big Fatty Online podcasts? So do I.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4818 of BFO for two, I say juicy, the 28th of July. 26, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, it's just going to be a day full of nattering about different things. Big Fatty, how's that any different? Hello, train wrecks, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're train wrecks today because y'all, as was mentioned on yesterday's little show, old Veda and I, y'all, we tried to recode the LFC on the new software that he has developed. And y'all, I decided, you know, it came out Monday morning. Y'all, I decided that I was just going to listen to it to see if it was as bad as it was when we recorded. And y'all, even the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the former number one fan of the BFO and the official Spambassador. Y'all, he sent posted something on the Blue Butterfly saying, LFC, train wreck. And y'all, it was... let's put it this way. There are still a few kinks to work out. Oh, Big Fatty, if anybody knows about kinks, it's going to be you. Well, that's later this week. But anyway, y'all, and y'all, even Mr. Cackle chimed in and says, you know, I sent a voice letter. I sent a voice letter to the LFC a while back and still hadn't heard it. So, y'all, I don't, you know, I'm just the pretty one on that show. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And a pretty one you are. Y'all, and by the way, there's no way for me to, well, I guess I could turn the micro hoist off, but I think it makes noise. There's no way for me to mute the fat ones of micro hoist so that you don't hear me clearing my throat just like then, Big Fatty. Yes, just like then. And I was really flimming it up with Big Fatty. But y'all, let's see. I tell you what, before we go any further, let's take care of the important business of the day. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 28th of July, y'all, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, since this is Memory Lane a week, by the way, that was that Donna Sugars. Oh, at the beginning of today's little show. You know, she used to do the big silly homo little show, and she was on that Cocktails and Kerfuffles there for a while as well. But anyway, y'all, this first celebration of Eggs and Birth Canal, y'all goes way back. Way back to the early LFC days and the early online days. Y'all used to live over there in the Hatlanta, and y'all, he provided the LFC with several giftettes. Y'all, he is or was the proprietor of the Soy Candles by Phoebes, spelled Phebes. Y'all don't even know if he's alive. Me? Fatty? Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Mike Hip. Big Freddy, we love Mike Hip. God, hydrogen rest his soul, maybe. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's the exact opposite. This person has come on the BFO scene here just recently in the past few years that I'm aware of. Y'all, he is all snuggled up with that Mac and Flo Rida. You know, former number two fan of the BFO.
Yes, McFetty.
And y'all, he's been to the Leather Weather Weekend, and I don't know if he's been to Hot Dog Weekend or not. I think it's just Leather Weather, but I may be wrong. Y'all, I am talking about, y'all, if you know nothing else about him, you'll know his laughter. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Giggles. Big Freddy, we love Giggles. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Mike Kip or Giggles on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you. Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fat Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
No content today. Is that it? Well, because sometimes, but yeah, I've got content today, y'all. That was that frequency, and y'all, he was supposed to be starting a new little show called the Happy House or something like that. But y'all, yet to see it. Y'all, speaking of little shows. This just into the BFO Resurrection Desk. Y'all, believe it or not, Crooked Hat has put out another little show. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So, Crooked Hat, lovely to hear your oral talents being displayed. Be ready, that's later this week. Yes, well, there will be oral talents later this week. You are correct. Oral. Y'all, can you tell I'm going to the Mudrumblings and Englumblings? Let's see. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. I just piddled around, watched the news, and then when the Schterminates came on, I went and played about an hour of the Candy Crush, and so that was good. And y'all, then at 8 p.m., y'all, it was time for Big Brother! Now, y'all, if you hadn't seen the Sunday night show, the spoiler alert! They had the head of household competition, and y'all, it was like WrestleMania or something like that, and y'all, they brought back what's his name? It's not Tony. It'll come to me. But y'all, he was the one that was always dressed, always had the big muscles and everything, and there was a fake wrestling match with these two other people, two other wrestlers, and everybody had to watch that, and then they went over and they had to answer the question. Jesse is his name, and and of course Jesse is just y'all. He's a good looking man still to this day, but you know, okay, Jesse, we get it. But you know, Big Fatty, Big Brother keeps bringing him back. I almost said Big Brother, Big Fatty keeps bringing him back. I know, it's a little confusing. But the winner of the head of household was K-Mu. You know, that's the MMA fighter with the delicious tattoos that walks around the house bare-chested most of the time. And then he made his nominations for the evening or for his head of household, and he nominated. Oh dear God! I said, Big Fatty, what are you doing? I'm trying to look at the Pocket BB thing here to see. He nominated Latrice. Yeah, that's the older lady, and Lyric. That was that. Rome's girlfriend, and Mallory, you know, she's the rocket scientist, and y'all, she has a meltdown every time something doesn't go her way. But y'all, I know who has won the power of veto, but I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to spoil it. And y'all, that Devins. Was chosen to go into the time capsule, and he won a power, some kind of the diamond power of veto. And so, y'all, that just made me sad. Made me sad. I don't care about Devins. And y'all, I'll just tell one little spoiler that doesn't really spoil anything. Y'all, evidently, Sunday afternoon or evening, I don't remember when, on the live feeds, y'all, they had a tea party. They had a Big Brother tea party, and y'all, that Drew, you know, he's the young chicken boy that combs his hair by letting it laying on his back and letting it hang off the side of the bed or whatever. And Barrett, you know, Barrett is one of those that you know, in his opening, he was standing in front of the unusual store with the flags and everything. And y'all, there's something there with Barrett. I think he, Big Fatty, he's like a two-way street, goes both ways. And y'all, they're Barrett and Drew, y'all, they put on dresses and they got all gussied up for the tea party. So y'all, that should be fun to watch come tomorrow evening on Hump Day. And y'all, after that was over, y'all headed to bed, slept like a baby, except I woke up a little bit before 5 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I've begun. I guess I'm just getting old because I've now begun every, I don't know, a few times a week waking up and having to go tee-tee. And, oh, Big Fatty, welcome to the world. Mr. Cackle does it six times a night. anyway, I had a little bit of trouble. This was around 5 a.m. in the morning. I had a little bit of trouble going back to sleep. But, y'all, I did go back to sleep and didn't get up until about quarter of eight. Y'all, Miss Gail King is on assignment this week, so she wasn't there. But I caught up with that. Y'all, for my breakfast, I had one of those brioche English muffins. And, y'all, then I was doing my nipple walking, and y'all, that is some pop conas, snack chips. And I did some of my nipple walking. Y'all, I watched the 1% Club. Y'all, that's such a good show. And then I watched the nation's dumbest, and y'all, some of them are pretty damn dumb, is all I got to say. like Netflix and blank. You know, one girl didn't know what that was. Big Fatty. That's because she's not chill, I guess. But anyway, y'all, I did all of that kind of stuff, and y'all. Y'all, I shouldn't complain about memory since I played the wrong damn follow-up question yesterday. And y'all, I don't have enough time to do one today. But y'all, what I do have time for is this. Y'all got a report from that Moose P up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki. Y'all, they've been getting lots of rain. The rain was coming down. He reported that the petroleum was $3.72 a gallon. And y'all, since we're talking about the gas report, might as well mention the lime report. The churnip head, his latest lime report was 59 cents a piece. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning, we was talking about Donna Sugars. Y'all, I met Donna Sugars at the very first Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. And y'all, Donna Sugars not only is big of stature, but big of presence. Y'all, when Donna Sugars enters the room, everybody knows it. And, y'all, Granny absolutely loves Donna Sugars. I mean, he could sit and giggle at Donna Sugars till the cows come home. Big Fatty, when are the cows due home? Well, I'm not sure, but Granny will be waiting to see them. And Big Fatty, you really should have drawn out the day, put some bumper music or something in there, because you're just treading water here now, waiting for the closing. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'll be heading over to Shady Pines, although y'all, there's a I saw a thing on the local channel here for a place called Burton's Grill, Burton's Grill. Big Fatty, is Big Ricky in charge of it? I don't think so. But y'all, they serve a warm lobster roll, and it's served, no, there's no mayonnaise, and it's served with drawn butter on a... Y'all, it looks delicious. I may try to talk my lady friend into going over there. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, once again, that was Donna Sugars. And Donna, any nice things you want to say about Big Fatty?
But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible Big Fatty online podcasts? So do I.
Oh, Big Fatty, kinder words could not be spoken for sure.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.